WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
Again this morning with First Weather. Meteorologist Dan Zero, another rainy start.
Yes, and it's going to be a pretty rainy day overall for all but far south Jersey here as periodic raindrops continue pushing through the Garden State. Rainfall total is probably going to end up around an inch. Where it really pours, we could see over an inch, and that may raise some flooding and ponding issues as we get into this afternoon and this evening. I think by this afternoon, the steadiest rain will become more scattered with some thunderstorms out there. High temperatures today generally in the 70s. It'll be a little bit warmer than yesterday. Rain will exit this evening. It'll be mostly cloudy and humid overnight with possible fog, lows around 70. And then tomorrow will start partly sunny, warm and humid, kind of feeling summery. High temperatures in the lower to mid 80s tomorrow. However, here comes our cold front, and that'll drag with it a line of strong thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon and evening. And this is all about timing. If those storms roll in before sunset tomorrow, they'll have enough energy to become strong with gusty winds and very heavy rain. If it's after sunset, it'll probably just be showers. Thursday will dry out, highs in the 70s with sun and clouds. Right now, Newark 58, Burlington 63, Eatontown 64.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:02. New Jersey Transit alerts this morning as the Raritan Valley line is closed between Raritan and Highbridge. We do not have any word of major cancellations this morning. There were at least 17 trains canceled between 3 and 8 p.m. yesterday. Now, a lot of you keep asking us if this was faked. Police say no, it really was a baby crawling across a busy street in Lakewood. Police are now investigating how the boy got from his home to the street. The man who posted the original photo and saved the baby has been taking some heat. And there's still a lot we don't know about this story this morning. Patrick Lambrey joins us live with the latest. Patrick?
And because we don't know a lot, Eric, speculation has run rampant. Just take a look at our Facebook page, where nearly 100 people have weighed in with their individual takes. Many, as you mentioned, initially taking to task the guy who snapped the picture, but others retorting against that and defending him for doing the right thing. The presence of the parents in all of this has indeed been another topic of discussion. One of our commenters saying, "There's one house like this in every neighborhood." Another wondering if the parents thanked the person who took the picture, who, by the way, stopped traffic to ensure the child's safety. Eric?
All right, Patrick. We'll continue following this story on air, online, and on our free mobile app today. Dan Zero's commuter weather. Grab your rain gear. You're going to need it today. Temperatures are starting out in the 50s and 60s, and it is going to be wet with rain most of the day. Could be heavy at times. Scattered thunderstorms will transition into this afternoon and evening. Our high temperatures could be 70 in the north, near 80 in the south. Now, the rain should move out this evening, and it should also clear the way for a nice end of the week. We'll have more on that part of the forecast coming up in just a couple of minutes with Dan. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News, Brett Kavanaugh is digging in for a fight as a third woman comes through with accusations of sexual misconduct. We'll have the latest on that story in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
Dominski and Doyle.
The Big Bang Theory was showcasing how dumb people thought smart people act.
It's not as stupid as like Seth Rogen.
That's Doyle's imitation of Seth Rogen's
in every
lab.
Movie he's in.
Weekday afternoons, 2 till 7 on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Dan Zero's commuter weather. We have temperatures this morning that are in the 50s and 60s. It is raining now, and we are going to see rain pretty much the entire day. Now, the steady rain will give way to scattered showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon. And the good news is all of that rain should move out after tonight. Brett Kavanaugh says he will not let false accusations drive me out of this process. Kavanaugh, President Trump, and top Republicans mounting an aggressive drive to rally the public and GOP senators behind his teetering Supreme Court nomination. Now that three women claim sexual misconduct, Kavanaugh and his wife sat with Fox News to refute those claims.
I never did any such thing. Never did any such thing. The other people alleged to be there don't recall any such thing. If such a thing had happened, it would have been the talk of campus.
Republicans are accusing Democrats of a smear campaign. The allegations still scheduled to be addressed Thursday at a hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee. A security guard at Rider University is accused of posing as a teen girl in order to get young boys to send him naked photos. 58-year-old Alan Berman also serves as the city fire captain in Bordentown City. Police were tipped off by a woman in Arkansas that somebody was trying to get her son to send explicit pictures. Police say the investigation ultimately led back to Berman. Nearly 4 months after her violent arrest was filmed on a Wildwood beach, a Philadelphia woman is now charged with assaulting the police officers involved.
The Memorial Day weekend arrest of Emily Weinman went viral as video depicted her flailing in the sand while a Wildwood officer stood over her and punched her at least twice. But Wildwood police cleared all three officers in the video of any wrongdoing, and Weinman is now charged with assaulting an officer, obstructing justice, resisting arrest, and throwing bodily fluids. The officers approached Weinman over alcoholic beverages on her beach towel, and the incident escalated when she refused to give them her name. She was offered a plea bargain in July, but she rejected it. Daniela Burson, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:09. New Jersey health officials are confirming a second death from the West Nile virus this year amid a spike in cases due to the weather. An elderly Bergen County woman passed away this month in addition to a 62-year-old man earlier, also a resident of Bergen County. The health commissioner says the pattern of hot and wet weather this summer led to an increase in mosquito populations and the viruses connected to them. New Jersey has seen 31 human West Nile cases this year. That's the highest since 2012. Following our look last month at the tuition and fees of New Jersey's public four-year schools, the numbers are in for all other colleges and universities throughout the state. The big picture, students nearly everywhere are paying more.
The average cost to attend a year of community college in New Jersey is $5,042. Jacob Farbman with the New Jersey Council of County Colleges says that's a modest increase of 3%.
In the grand scheme of things, New Jersey's community colleges are the most affordable and accessible option for a higher education.
Private colleges and universities hiked their sticker price by an average of 1.2% for 2018, a lower-than-usual increase thanks to Drew University's decision to lower its tuition by 20% this year. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:10. Should security guards at movie theaters be allowed to carry a gun? A judge in New Jersey says no, following the Colorado Theater massacre 6 years ago. A security guard at a cinema in Roselle Park applied for a permit to carry a concealed handgun. The police chief approved the permit, agreeing the guard's job was to protect people's lives and supervise large cash transfers in the theater. The issue has wound its way through the courts over the years, with the appellate division finally saying there was no justifiable need. Earlier this summer, a Newark grandmother with heart problems died after power was cut off for non-payment of her electric bill. Her oxygen machine stopped working. A Jersey lawmaker wants to make sure this kind of tragedy never happens again.
State Senator Jerry Cardinale is pushing a plan that would prohibit electric utilities from ever shutting off the power if it could put someone's life in danger because they had a serious medical problem.
People would be able to register as having a medical condition that required the electricity to be continued.
He says it's human nature for people to help each other in times of crisis, and electric utilities should be required to have that same kind of spirit. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
It was a good summer in Atlantic City. The Casino Association says there were more tourists spending more money in the resort town than they've seen in a long time. By the numbers, tourism increased by 260,000 in June, July, and August. Gaming revenue up almost $55 million, and with the opening of the Hard Rock and Ocean Resort casinos, 6,700 jobs were added. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:12. Wet weather is going to continue for a little while longer. We'll get an extended look at the forecast with Dan and then recap our top stories next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:14, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero. So, Dan, I guess the payoff is yet to come with all this rain.
Yeah, we will see some nice weather days by the end of the week here, but we've got another soggy September day shaping up here across the Garden State. North of the Atlantic City Expressway, I think we're going to see more rain than not today. South of that point, just because of the geography and the trajectory of the rain, we may end up dry for a good part of the day. It is going to still be cloudy, of course. So steady rain will take us through this morning and the early afternoon, and then I think the rain becomes more scattered this afternoon into this evening. But with temperatures close to 80 degrees, at least in the southern half of the state, there could be some stronger thunderstorms as things break apart a little bit later on. Now, tonight, the rain exits. It's going to be mostly cloudy and humid, probably with some fog, lows around 70. And then tomorrow will start partly sunny, warm, and humid. Highs lower to mid-80s, a little taste of summer. But here comes a cold front with a line of strong thunderstorms that could roll in as early as tomorrow afternoon. It's probably tomorrow early evening, just in time for your commute, that those will really impact us. Thursday Thursday, mix of sun and clouds as we cool down and dry out, 70 to 75. And still a lingering shower chance on Thursday along the coast. New Jersey First News Time, now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, that really was a baby boy crawling in the road in Lakewood. But where are the parents? Police are still investigating. A third woman has come forward to claim sexual misconduct by Judge Brett Kavanaugh, who vehemently denies all of the accusations. In sports, Yankees win in Tampa to maintain their wild card lead. Tampa Bay's loss clinches the second wild card spot for Oakland. Phillies blown out by the Rockies. They have now dropped to 500 for the season. Your bus stop forecast in New Jersey fast traffic next.
All Jersey, all the time.
I'm a traveling nerd, and I listen to you guys all the time. You make me happy and laugh.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News Time is 519. I'm meteorologist Dan Zara with your bus stop forecast for this Tuesday morning. Umbrellas up. A wet day here across New Jersey. Periods of rain for most of your Tuesday. That rain could be heavy at times. We'll transition to more scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. The rain will not end until this evening. Look for high temperatures today in the 70s. New Jersey First News Time, still 519.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
522, it is now on this Tuesday morning in the Great Garden State. Grab your rain gear today. Dan says umbrellas up as we have rain showers around the Garden State now. We probably will be wet for most of the day today. The rain could be heavy at times, transitioning to more scattered thunderstorms this afternoon and evening. Highs anywhere from 70 to near 80 today. Rain moves out tonight, and we do have nice weather ahead. We'll have more on that coming up in minutes. A 14-year-old boy hit by two vehicles in Vineland, hospitalized in critical condition this morning. The boy was riding his bike when he was hit by a truck driven by a 17-year-old. That driver did stop to help, but the boy was then hit by a second car driven by a 65-year-old woman. He remains at Cooper Hospital in critical but stable conditions this morning. The Senate Judiciary Committee has endorsed a bill that would redirect the focus of drunk driving penalties in New Jersey for more first-time offenders to ignition locking devices rather than driver's license suspensions.
Senator Nick Scutari says the installation of devices that require a breath sample from a driver before an engine will start would do more to promote safety than a license suspension.
People with a DWI conviction and suspended license, they drive anyway. So what we're trying to do is safeguard the public.
The interlock devices would be installed for 3 to 18 months, depending on how drunk the driver was. While license suspensions would be doubled for repeat offenders to 4 years, they'd be reduced for first-time offenders to 30 to 90 days.
Our public is safeguarded for that period of time, and then they're safeguarded in the long run because we've changed people's behavior. They understand they cannot drink and drive.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
President Trump returns to the pinnacle of global diplomacy when he addresses the UN General Assembly. Ahead of his speech this morning, White House aides are casting his New York visit as an opportunity to assert American sovereignty before the multinational body. He's expected to be unapologetic about his decisions to engage with North Korea, remove the U.S. from the Iran nuclear accord, and object to U.N. aid programs he believes are contrary to U.S. interests. A new survey finds the average Garden State resident has an outstanding credit card balance of more than $3,800. That is considerably higher than the national average, which is about $2,600.
Rider University Finance Professor Maury Randall says it's concerning that Garden State residents are carrying such a significant amount of credit card debt, and quite frankly,
they might be far better off borrowing at a lower rate and paying off that credit card debt, which could easily be somewhere between 10 and 20%.
He adds the return you get from a savings account, a CD, or even stocks or bonds is less than the amount you're paying in credit card interest, so it makes sense to sell off those investments to pay off your credit card bill. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 525. We have temperatures this morning that are pretty much in the 50s and 60s, 70s to around 80 today, depending on where you are. But it will rain for much of the day today. Showers and thunderstorms are possible this afternoon before things start to dry out overnight. We'll have full details of the forecast coming up on the half hour in 4 minutes from meteorologist Dan Zara, also coming up on the half hour. The latest on that baby seen crawling in the middle of a road in Lakewood. It was real. We'll tell you what we know about it, and we'll update business news next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:28, as we update business news this morning. Asian markets have been mixed after a Chinese government report accusing the Trump administration of bullying other countries dampens hopes for a settlement in the ongoing tariff war. Yesterday on Wall Street, industrial companies and banks sank after news from China. The S&P, the Dow, and the NASDAQ were all off after setting record highs last week. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner, our news directors, Annette Petriccioni, content coordinator by Dan Alexander and Patrick Lavery. Sergio Bichow is at the editor's desk.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.